Good morning, Bark Wizards. Thank you for joining me for the third episode of the Barkley Pets Biweekly Podcast. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm your host, Mila, and in every episode of the podcast, I'll share some news updates from Barkley Pets headquarters, occasionally spotlight walkers, and have a little education session, hoping to make you a better animal caregiver. In our last two episodes, we went through the seven American Kennel Club groups and the behavior you might expect from them depending on their breed. Funny enough, actually, and almost perfect timing, I was watching Ricky Gervais's latest stand-up on Netflix, and he reimagines a comical version of how dogs are assigned a specific task for their breed. Really perfect timing. Either that or Ricky has been listening to my podcast. Anyway, so he describes this process to be run by a man dressed in all white, holding a clipboard, while all the dogs are lined up around him, waiting, excited to get their job assignments. He assigns the Labradors the task of bringing back dead ducks, Jack Russells the task of digging holes, and then the Ridgebacks to hunt lions. I mean, imagine getting that task. And what was hilarious about the way he reimagined the skit was that all the dogs were so excited about the task they got, and then the Ridgebacks just gave him a look of, what the hell, hunt lions? So they definitely got the short end of the stick on that one. In our next few episodes, we're going to be switching gears and dive into some communication basics with dogs, specifically how you can read their body language and interpret their barks. But before we get into our education portion, let's check off a few administrative items. Thank you to everyone who attended the puppy shower we held at DBA Bar in New York City. We had a great puppy turnout despite the fact that the city almost drowned in rain earlier that day. I do want to acknowledge the weather has been moderately warm this weekend, and I want to say summer is finally on its way, but you just never know when the next polar vortex will hit again. I prematurely gave my dog a summer cut, and he's been giving me cut-eye every time the temperatures drop below 40. That's been every day, pretty much. Anyways, more news, we are making major progress in our new version of our app. It's coming and near completion. So make sure you keep an eye on the Walker Facebook group and your emails for specific date of that release. And also keep an eye on all that for upcoming spring socials and exciting announcements about the Walker store. I got my Barkley sweatshirt on. Don't think I've forgotten about the cherry blossom picture contest. I've seen plenty of cherry blossom trees. And in case you didn't tune into the last episode, this contest is for all our walkers, not just New York, but DC, Philly, and Baltimore. Simply take a picture of the dog you're walking next to a cherry blossom tree, post it, and then hashtag Barkley Pets Blossoms. The winner will be announced May 11th. Now, let's spend some time learning dog. Well, dog language, that is. My favorite is when I hear people say, my dog doesn't listen to me. And I'm guilty of saying the same thing about my own dog, but it's funny hearing it from people because most of the time the dog is probably listening, but we're just not communicating properly. Dogs are very intelligent animals. So when you're telling your dog, sit, 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 it's thinking, well, what's sit, sit, sit? You only taught me sit. So you see, we're always expecting them to read our minds, but we don't bother to read their body language and what they're trying to communicate with us. The inspiration for the next few episodes is one of my favorite trainers, Turid Rugas. Good communication is the theme of her training methods. In her book, Calming Signals, she describes some key signals that dogs will try to communicate with us in different situations. And I bet you've already noticed them on many dogs, but you just didn't know exactly what they meant. In this episode, I'm going to focus on head turning, softening the eye, licking the nose, and the curving calming signals. Head turning is a calming signal my dog uses a good amount of the time. He's a little guy, so he's often uncomfortable when people approach him really suddenly. He's cute and little, so that happens pretty much all the time. Anyways, whenever that does happen, he'll turn his head to the side and try to avoid eye contact, but he'll also give a quick glance to see if the situation has been averted. In this example, my dog is telling people that he's uncomfortable. The response to this from the other person who's making him feel uncomfortable should be to also turn their head. This will signal back to my dog that they mean no harm. And you probably see this interaction a lot more in head-on encounters in dog parks. They'll divert their gaze from each other to signal this. In the dog world, head-on encounters are considered impolite, which is kind of odd because in our world, it's the complete opposite. If you're meeting someone new, you're always taught to make direct eye contact and then shake their hand. Softening the eyes. Although I haven't seen the signal used a lot, Turd describes this as another signal for dogs to indicate they have peaceful intentions. When a dog is using this signal, it almost always looks like they're squinting. Because dogs don't like direct eye contact, squinting is a way for them to divert their gaze. You can try this yourself. Squint your eyes a little bit next time you see a nervous dog. I guarantee you it will make them feel a lot calmer. Turning away. Now, this is a training technique often taught in puppy fundamentals. When a dog is jumping on you, the best way to train them to stop is to literally turn away from them and ignore them. This signals to your dog to just stop jumping, that you're uncomfortable. The dog will almost always stop jumping on you because you have signaled to them that the behavior for you is uncomfortable. I usually see this signal between dogs when they're play fighting at the dog park. When a dog is getting a little too rambunctious, the other dog will often turn away. It will almost look like it's doing a side bump into the other dog. This signals to them to calm down, slow down a little bit, because the other dog is feeling a little uncomfortable. Curving is a calming signal I brought up in my first episode as a suggestion on how to avoid head-on encounters with dogs on the sidewalk. General rule is to approach from the side because that signals to the other dog that you mean no harm. Dogs often curve or walk in a curve to signal this to other dogs. The wider the curve to approach a dog, the more you signal to them that you mean no harm. When a dog licks its nose, it probably means that he's nervous or uncomfortable for some reason. This one is sometimes hard to catch because dogs may lick their nose to wet it or maybe they caught a good smell. But if there is an uncomfortable situation and they're licking their nose, it's probably to signal their discomfort to you. In the next episode, I want to cover a few more calming signals, such as the play bow, yawning, and sniffing. I'd like to wrap up with an incredible story from Turd's training cases. She has this incredible dog, Vesla, who's pretty much the dog's dog whisperer, and Turd often uses her to train other dogs how to communicate. She believes that some dogs aren't socialized well enough to understand how to communicate these calming signals properly. So, in one of her cases, a client brought their dog Pippi, who was extremely aggressive towards other dogs. Turd introduced Pippi to Vesla, who immediately started curving around Pippi, approaching her sideways, signaling that she means no harm. Vesla was the first dog that Pippi did not attack. Instead, she looked away to signal back that she also means no harm. And since that interaction with Vesla, Pippi was better able to communicate with other dogs. The book doesn't really mention how many interactions Pippi had with Vesla, but the moral of this success story is that if a dog is using calming signals to communicate with us, we should pay attention because it will better improve our communication with them and understand them during times that they need us. Until next time, happy walking!